T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil, what do you make of all of this?
Well, it's pretty simple. If you drill down on the polls, and you know, we cite polls repeatedly about how people feel about one thing or the other, and one of them has been the death penalty. And although polls have consistently shown less and less support for the death penalty in California, voters at the poll have continued to renew the law. And it's smaller margins. But here, I think, is the issue that pollsters miss. They ask people, how do you feel about suspending the death penalty or ending the death penalty for first-degree murder cases and instead giving, let's say, life without parole? They say first-degree murder cases, and a lot of people agree with that. But then you bring up specific cases, like the one that just went to prosecutors who are just asking for the death penalty for Joseph DeAngelo, the Golden State Killer. And you say, okay, how about somebody that committed 13 murders and 50 rapes, some of them very, very malicious, all of them malicious, but some of them really off the charts. Then people start changing. And that's one of the reasons why I think Gavin Newsom put a hold on death penalty cases in California. He had about 25 of them coming through the chute, and they weren't questionable. A lot of them were pretty bad cases of people that he had to individually say no to, it wouldn't have looked good. So that's where it is. You say, on overall, first-degree murder, yes, but these aren't cases for first-degree murder. This isn't just somebody shooting somebody. These cases tend to be pretty gruesome.
Phil, there's the political angle, though. You know, Gavin Newsom, back in 2004 as mayor of San Francisco, famously began issuing same-sex marriage licenses. That became an issue in the 2004 presidential campaign. And here's a quote from Bill Whalen from the Hoover Institution on this issue. Every Democrat who wants to unseat President Trump now must figure out where they stand on the death penalty.
Well, with the death penalty, unlike gay marriage, there's no happy ending. I mean, no side walks away from it feeling good or necessarily like, you know, that justice has been accomplished, because one, you have to relive it so many times if you're the family, and it takes years. And the other side is the question about the death penalty itself. You know, Stan, it's interesting. Kamala Harris, for example, most of the Democrats, or a lot of the Democrats, have already come out against saying they're against the death penalty. She's a U.S. Senator from California running for president. She took it one step further and said that she would put a moratorium, or consider a moratorium, on federal death case penalties. Okay, so that would automatically put a moratorium, let's say, on the Boston Marathon bomber or the Charlottesville shooter. So what we have here is the Charlotte shooter. What we have, the church shooter, we have here is, okay, again, the question of specifics. And they're going to have to come to grips with this, because if they don't make it an issue, you can bet Trump's going to make it an issue, and a specific one. And it's one of those that sits out there. And like I said, there's no happy ending on this. You can get your people to go on it. But in the states where the death penalty is still being upheld and executed, you might get a different reaction than the national polls that show people are opposed to the death penalty. When you get into those individual states and individual cases, it's a different thing. It's a Willie Horton world.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.